I'm Neil Wilkins, and welcome to the Mindful Living Show.
So welcome then. We are here on Friday, 10th of September, for our 25 to 30 minute little gathering, little chat between us all on a Friday lunchtime. Today is, I think, really, really important topic is sentiment tracking. This is one of those kind of topics that, unless you know it exists, it can totally and utterly pass you by. And you can really just not even know that it's there. And you can get blinded by the science and the insights of everything else that you are told advisedly that you should be tracking because it's really important. Things that you will see on the likes of Twitter, where it's all about impressions and engagements and engagement rate, with things like LinkedIn, where it's very much about the kind of reactions, click-through rates, because obviously clicks is another important thing when you start to post content. And these are just little screen grabs from these areas. If you go to Twitter Insights, or I think it's insights.twitter.com, if you've got a Twitter account, just going to pick on the big three here as an example. And you'll see these kinds of things where you think, oh, okay, engagement, yeah. It doesn't really tell you a huge amount. You can go for LinkedIn, where it's all about the kind of flow and the trends, and you'll know how much I love trends, because a little snapshot of a single post isn't, again, really going to tell you very much. But if you can see how trends vary over time, then that starts to tell you a lot more. And there's a little bit more data, a little bit more detail behind the insights that you get within LinkedIn. And it's all about, you know, as I say, click-through rates, because then there's the actual action that comes from a particular post. So yes, we're all into impressions and we're all into, you know, building our following. But of course, there is this danger that we treat it as what we might term vanity metrics. Those numbers that make you feel good because you think, hey, I'm a marketer, I'm doing a great job. But that actually, from a business perspective or an organization perspective, don't really add a huge amount of value. So you're sat there in your little ivory tower in marketing thinking, wait, look at me, aren't I clever? Whereas actually, it's not really telling you the whole story. Facebook is, you could argue, slightly more detailed. They'll tell you a little bit more. Yes, of course, it is all the page views and page likes and all that kind of stuff. You get a little bit more insight into, you know, how many people are following you over a particular period. So if you're running a campaign or you do some posts that are particularly successful, you might gain a few followers or you might not. The engagement thing clearly is important, and you can watch the trend there, whether it's going up over 7, 14, 28 days or whether it's starting to decline. And often we kind of build reports out of that. And if you've got things that are sort of thing aggregators, as I call them, things like Hootsuite, a really popular one, it'll be able to show you some nice little dashboards and hopefully give you a few little ideas about what you can do differently next time. But is that really telling you a huge amount about how your followers or customers or visitors or connections are actually feeling about what you're doing? Because the reason that they might be engaging with a particular post is because they're really not happy. And so they're posting stuff in there that actually is really negative, or that could be really kind of damning on the kind of post and content that you're doing. Now, by just following a reaction or an engagement rate, all you're seeing is that there was an activity, but it's not actually telling you much detail about what actually was that activity. Was it a positive kind of engagement, or was it a neutral or a negative? So we've got to delve deeper to get a really full understanding over what we're calling sentiment. Okay. Now, some of the aggregators will do this, but what I tend to start off is social mention. And that's why the title of this particular Friday Focus here today is all about social mention, because this is really what you really need to know, because the basic insights don't go far enough. They simply don't. All they're telling us is that there's some stuff going on, but they don't tell us what that stuff is actually leading to. And this is the stuff that if you really want to know what's going on, you should be looking at. Okay, so if you go to socialmention.com, It's a search engine, and it allows you to search on mentions in social. So predominantly it looks at social, but you can focus down on individual blogs. You can look at images, you can look at video, or you can do, as I've just done here, search on a particular phrase or campaign name or brand or topic that you might be following. So you can do stuff with competitors, you can do stuff with campaign activity that you're doing, or you can just, as I've done here, focus more generically on a brand. The more generic you get, the less helpful, obviously, it is. So like all these things, doing stuff that's really focused, that's really targeted, allows you to get some really good insights. So this one is producing at the moment some stuff that's really quite old. You can actually put in, with some of the advanced search preferences, you can put in timescales. So again, if you're doing a campaign or you're looking to just get a particular window in time, you can actually put that in. And then you just literally press search. And what it does is it goes out in, I would say, almost real time and gathers up loads of data. And if you want to be really specific with the search criteria, much as you do in Google, you basically put it into the little speech marks, and that will allow you to then just search on those criteria. And then what does it do? Well, it comes up with a whole host of relatively latest, this one, as I say, is findings. It's really quite interesting because this is actually finding some really old stuff in here. So I didn't do a search just to get this screen grab, but you can do that, which is then time bounding it. But to me, this is only vaguely interesting. The stuff that's really interesting is over here. And I just put little arrows in here as to the things that you might want to really be focused on over on this left-hand bar, because there's some really good stuff that's popping in here that you don't get elsewhere really kind of easily. And the stuff that you're going to get, and I've got three other examples to show you as to kind of how you can sort of start to use this stuff, but this is the sentiment. So what you've got in here is a sentiment score, and this is what it does, is it looks at the tone of voice and the style of any comments that are basically around these titles that you put in here. So if you run a campaign and you want to focus on the sentiment of any comments, engagement, threads, or any discussions that are going on both within your social networks but also outside. So this is another great way of actually tracking what's going on beyond your connections. And again, if you're only following your stuff, there could be connections that are having comments and discussions about you elsewhere. So this will pick it up and it'll give you neutral sentiment comments or mentions, it'll give you positive, and it'll also interestingly give you negative to give you a sentiment score. So if it was all coming out positive or neutral, you'll get a certain sentiment score. And I'll show you one in a moment that actually isn't getting a particularly positive ratio between positive and negative. But this, I'm not going to judge these things. I'm just telling you that this is kind of available to you. And then you can start to use this to build some trends over time. If you were to pop this into a spreadsheet or something, you could give yourself some nice trend data. The other thing as well, which it's monitoring, is passion. Because some brands, some campaigns, and some topics encourage quite a lot more passion. And we'll see one in a moment that clearly is quite current right now, where if there is a social mention on there, it is quite a passionate thing. And so something like social mention is basically looking at the tone of voice and the kind of passion behind the mentions that are coming through. So not just engagements, not just click-throughs, not just the standard stuff, but actually looks at the passion and the sentiment. So if it's passionately positive, it could be low passionately neutral, or it could be very passionately negative. And so it allows you to get a sense or a sentiment of what is actually happening out there. And to me, the other nice thing that it does is it also looks at the people who are passionately and positively neutrally engaging with this. So if you want to go and see the kinds of micro influencers on these topics, here it is. The top users on these particular phrases or these particular topics that you're putting in here. And then you can obviously click on them and go and see the specific content that they are commenting or having any particular mentions on. So it allows you to do that next level down deep dive. So when people come to you and say, okay, how did your campaign go? Or how did that particular post go? You can not only now say, okay, well, I got this amount of engagement, but you can actually add to that. Well, and actually what we did is we connected with person X because they were actually really positively, you know, sharing our virtues and they were really advocating what we do. So we're going to actually get into conversation and maybe treat them as a micro influencer. And if everything goes particularly wrong, you can then go and look at those top influencers and say, well, actually, a lot of what happened in terms of the engagement was because we got some really quite challenging comments back from these individuals. But we've handled it. We went and talked to them and we've understood why. So this allows you to be really engaged from your side of things. So not just look at the numbers, but actually do something really properly about it. So that was just a particular example. And I've got three other kind of screen grabs that I looked at on particularly interesting kind of topics. And you can see here, if you put in a search when I did it of Biden, so this was, you know, particularly obviously picking up Joe Biden, the sentiment and passion is particularly high. The reach is okay. But you can see here, we're starting to introduce some negative sentiment in some of the comments here. So it's picking up the fact that there is some passionate engagement going on. And then also the top keywords around this, and probably is no surprise. And if you've looked at any of the press coverage overnight that's coming through in the mainstream media, there's a lot of talk about vaccine and COVID-19 associated with Joe Biden with some of the press interviews that he was doing. But interestingly, some of the very, very latest stuff is all around this particular influencer who's using social media to use, the whole Biden topic to sell merchandise. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of stuff and noise that goes around this. Again, I'm not going to pass comment or judge on any of this stuff. I'm just telling you that this is kind of where it is. And if you want to find, obviously, who is actually making these comments and the kind of stuff that they're doing, again, top users would give you that information. Here's another one as well. Actually, I'll go for this one first, where you would have thought actually in social, if you were to search the phrase COVID-19 vaccine, you would get a whole bunch of content here. But actually the sentiment right here, right now, based on a very, very low passion score, and this is international, you can narrow it down to a particular country, for example, it's actually, you know, predominantly neutral. So there isn't a huge amount of stuff going on. But if you were to then do this search in 4, 5, 6 hours time, things could change. So if you're a PR or you're looking to do some really, really tight PR coverage over a campaign activity that you're doing, then this is a great tool to really keep up to date minute by minute with stuff as it changes. And here's a really interesting one where there's a very, very high sentiment score based around a pretty sort of passionate audience, and probably no surprise here. This was where I did a little search in social mention on Joe Rogan. Obviously, he has been a lot in the media in terms of his coverage of things like COVID-19, his views, his interviews. And clearly, there's a really good reach. And bearing in mind, this is one individual and their personal brand. There's an awful lot of stuff going on here, which is both positive but heavily neutral. So it's kind of seeing the debate will ebb and flow. And here you can go and actually look at, you know, obviously some of those comments that are coming through. So these were just three different kinds of screen grabs of social mention with me putting in some of these topics, which again, obviously are quite pertinent right now. But the point is the topic that you put in, the tone of voice that you're gonna see, the deeper dive that you can do into the users and the keywords so that you can either follow those topics and maybe then align some of your social content in line with what you see if it's relevant, but also really importantly, be tracking your own stuff. And it just gives you that deeper insight. So sentiment is, to me, the next level down of content production and monitoring, but also in terms of campaign management. And if you're not doing it, I think there's a huge opportunity here potentially to be doing it. So literally all you need to do is go to socialmention.com. That's the place, that's the space where this stuff is happening. And then have a little play at your leisure with some of these search tools. Put yourself in, see if you appear. When I did me, it wasn't quite as exciting as some of these examples I'm giving you, but I was there and there was some social mention. I was hoping that there might be a negative one or two that I could really hone in, but it wasn't as exciting as these examples. So maybe that's one for another time. So I'm going to stop talking, as I always do, hopefully at some point in the Friday Focus, having teed this up. Interested to know whether you guys have used something like social mention, or whether in your social activity and digital marketing that you do, you use something similar or different, whether it's better, whether it's an opportunity to use this more. How are you seeing it? Are you doing this stuff? Is there anything going on for you right now?
Hi. Never used it, interestingly. We'll be on it as soon as this lesson or seminar finishes. Very interested in it. Yeah, usually with our sort of campaigns, we'll just go to the insights and have a look there and, you know, do the ratings on that. So, this is really interesting. And yeah, definitely be using it in the future.
Mm. And I guess it's sort of with your stuff, Sasha, I mean, because it's quite a locally bound, there's a real kind of geography there. Searching on particular topics or particular incidents where people clearly, you know, if it's a big ticket incident where people are kind of almost doing community reporting rather than waiting for the, you know, the mainstream media to kind of have a view, it might be a very interesting way of kind of sensing, you know, the overall feeling of what's going on locally. And I guess we can all define local in our own worlds. It might be local as in our marketplace, but for Sasha, it's local as in geographically. And I think, yes, it could give you some really nice insights in terms of just the kind of the power of community really out there, and how you then might engage your brand in with that possibly.
Definitely. Yeah, so definitely be putting this forward to my manager as well, because this is a whole new world. Seems really stupid that I've ignored it so far, but yeah, this is really cool.
Great. Yeah, well, it's just knowing it's there, really. And yeah. I think because everybody talks so much about followers and engagement and kind of reach, it's just become that's what we do. And yet, actually, a lot of the time, if we're thinking about customer experience and trying to choreograph that, then this is kind of really what, you know, we should be thinking about is actually how are they feeling? What is it for them? And particularly if we're looking to break into new markets, I'd certainly, before breaking into a new market, maybe with a campaign or something, I'd want to know how the marketplace is viewing stuff. Because is the time right? If it's a really negative kind of marketplace right now, maybe I'd hold off knowing that. Maybe I'd just hold off the campaign for a couple of days and just till things settle. So unless you're really listening to this stuff, you don't really know your markets. And I put myself in that category. Sometimes we're all a bit lazy, really, just going for the simple insights. So yeah, that'd be interesting what you see.
With our evaluations before, we've just literally gone on the simple insights, likes, retweets, that sort of thing, and said, oh, well, that's been successful because it's been retweeted God knows how many times. But that's not the be-all and end-all, is it? So no. Yeah, thank you for this.
Great. How about the others? Are you using sentiment analysis or anything similar?
Do you want to go first?
I'll let you go first.
I mean, obviously I do content creation, so as far as analysis goes, I don't tend to do that type of thing in my role, but I was unaware of sentiment and passion. I never heard of those as any kind of analytics, like ratings and stuff. So I mean, it was new to me and I definitely didn't know about it, but I don't really, at the moment at least, it's not really something that I cover. But I mean, if I ever did, then it'd be something that I'd consider for sure, because I think it's important to know how people feel about a post, as a, you know, instead of just the normal sort of reach and everything like that. So.
And I think it's really interesting because in your content production, to have that kind of feedback is almost that if you were sort of challenging the others who are kind of, you know, further downstream in the whole kind of customer experience. I mean, obviously you're producing the content, but for you to know feedback on the content you produce would be such valuable insight for you in terms of like the tone of voice next time, so that you can then maybe then just sort of fine tune the messages, maybe then test and maybe do a little bit of A/B testing a certain style and see what happens there versus another style for the same kind of post, and maybe just do A/B testing where you just change one thing and see whether that can have a knock-on effect. I think it could be really interesting.
I think we are going to sort of navigate towards doing some sort of analytic work and sort of marketing side of things, so that'll be something I'll consider at that point.
And I think really challenge the others as well, because, you know, if you're kind of briefing on somebody else and saying, look, it'd be really useful to get this kind of data, it's like, yeah, be tough on them, because otherwise anybody else working with you, an agency or colleagues or whatever, they'll go for the easy stuff, because we do. It's just human nature. If we can get away with doing the easy stuff and thinking, oh, that was the data that they all needed. But now you know that this thing exists, and I think it will definitely make your job easier to know that you're aligning your tone of voice within your brand guidelines with, you know, what the market responds best to, really. Yeah, I think it'd be worth its weight in gold.
For sure. Thank you.
How about you, Code? Are you using this kind of analysis? I know obviously you do quite a bit of data stuff behind the scenes, because I've seen some of your kind of influencer sort of data and monitoring. Have you been down this track at all?
Not through social mentions or sentiment. We tend to use Hootsuite, which is like a subscription-based one. Because obviously for the brands I work on, it's more like on 18 to 24, so they're not really going to write blogs or anything about it or create website articles about it, so it's more on socials. So Hootsuite's more focused on your Facebook, your Twitter, and your Instagram. Primarily we use it for Instagram. The only problem with Hootsuite is it's a few hours delayed. So sometimes if you want like instant feedback, you have to look at the average reach for your insights on the actual app. But primarily for when we do advertising, obviously you have to look at the goal of what you want, whether it's awareness, conversion rates. So for our e-commerce store, if we was to do Google ads, because obviously it's very important to rate high on the SEO and get first page. So if we push for that and bids, obviously we want to turn it into conversions, which is hard to track sometimes. Obviously you can actually track that through the Google Ads insights, so you don't really have to use anything else. But for the most recent campaign we did, we did like reactive marketing, where there's a trend with like, I think it's Drake, he did like an album cover, and everyone started posting different posts about it. So we did some reactive marketing with that. We boosted it. It's one of our highest related posts. So when you look into it, we paid to boost it, which is essentially a form of paying to get advertised on Instagram to people within your search relativity. So we focused on 18 to 35. It has become the most popular post by us since the algorithm changed. Since I've only started working on it recently, a few years ago, the algorithm was very easy to abuse. Obviously, as time goes on, algorithms get harder and harder to use. So by paying to boost, we was able to see how many people it reached, which it did help reach a lot more, but the engagements weren't growing. So it was naturally our followers who were engaging with the content, and the people we were paying were just kind of looking at and then scrolling past.
Yeah, really interesting, isn't it? And it's almost when you've got that kind of level of detail, literally tracking the analysis right the way through that campaign journey, is almost, you could say that this almost then is another kind of layer that sits across the top. Because what you wouldn't want to do is kind of touch any of that, because that does give you pretty much everything you need to know to continuously improve the campaigns and the posts. So to me, I would see this almost like it's almost like a transparent layer that you're going to kind of lay across the top, and that at any point in that kind of activity, if you then knew that, you know, particular posts like that got a certain amount of engagement, this would just be another layer across the top that you could then say, okay, so did we kind of see any sort of, I mean, presumably most of this is what my guess would be, it's going to be quite positive engagement, but then this could actually then give you the feedback that says, well, actually it was probably 80% positive, but actually could next time, could we change something to make it 85 or 90% positive? So it would just be that little bit of fine tuning. So I don't think this is for you and the campaigns you work on. I don't think this is going to necessarily be a game changer, but I think it'll just give you that little level of extra sort of detail that will actually allow you to really fine tune things. So yeah, it could be quite interesting. As you say, with Hootsuite, it's a little bit delayed. campaign is literally live, then you'll see the social mentions in pretty much real time. I'm sure there is a slight time lag on it, but as far as I can see, it's not hours. So if you're running something in almost real time and tracking it, then yeah, this could be something really worth popping on top of everything you do now as a layer. So it's not really an additional kind of step in the process. It's more a layer of quality, I guess, in terms of the reporting that you do. So yeah, great example. Thanks for that. Yeah, you're always a good one because you've always got so much data behind what you do in your campaigns and posts. It's always quite nice to hear kind of how you're doing your stuff because, yes, you've got a lot of stuff behind you. So that's great. Well, we always try and keep these things to half an hour, keep them sort of short and punchy, and hopefully give us one little thing that we're going to do. Hopefully next time we log back into our sort of analytics or our social feeds or wherever we happen to be living most days. So yeah, hopefully socialmention.com. And if you're watching this on catch up, I just want to thank Sasha, Code and Jasmine for their comments and their inputs today. Everyone welcome. This time next week, we will be looking at something called Linktree. I'm not going to give you any little insight into that right now, but it's all about probably going to start with Instagram on that one. So if you're using Instagram, it's a really neat little tool, but you can use it elsewhere as well. So we're going to have a look at that one. And if you're doing social, if you're responsible for social channels, be well worth you coming along at noon next Friday for a little glimpse and a little look into Linktree. So thank you very much for coming along today, and also for listening if you are on catch up, and I shall see you same time, same place next week.